Let's head out to the Illinois State Fair with a report from Stu Ellis as he visits with Jennifer Tyree from the Illinois Pork Producers Association.
There's 10 days of the fair, and we've got at least almost 10 entrees. So chop on a stick, pork twister. We have a new thing this year, Stu. Uh-huh. We have pulled pork mac and cheese, white cheddar mac and cheese topped with our famous pulled pork. So you won't be disappointed.
Why are you wasting the pork by putting mac and cheese on it?
Well, you know, we're just trying to expand our audience. We thought maybe that might be a little bit more kid friendly and giving them an option out here at the fair.
So a mom can bring them in, see how it works,
mm-hmm.
and then she's got a new reason at home to fix pulled pork because the kids will eat the mac and cheese on it.
Yes.
You are strategic.
Genius. I know. I didn't even, yes, 100%. That's great. You're absolutely right, Stu. You're always on our team.
Where are we on the new theme for the pork industry?
Taste what pork can do. We are full steam ahead. There's a lot of new signage that we're actually incorporating into our commodity pavilion here this year at the Illinois State Fair. We are working with multiple grocery chains, retail chains across the state, and they are implementing the logo and the tagline into their messaging at the meat counter. And we're actually looking at ways to incorporate the campaign in less traditional places. So for BLTs, you gotta have bread. So we're looking to try to do some promotions near the bread aisle. BLTs, pick up that loaf of bread and then go over to the meat counter and get your bacon. And so we're really trying to think outside the box and meet those Gen Zs in a different place because we know that they're looking at our product in a different way and we want to meet them where they're at.
That sounds like an opportunity to go out to the lettuce and tomato people and say, hey, have you ever thought about putting bacon between lettuce and tomato?
Absolutely, or possibly the mayonnaise, you know? So
that's right.
There's a lot of ways that I think we're looking at pork in a different way. It just needs to complement whatever is on your plate. It doesn't have to necessarily be center of plate, but there's a lot of ways to incorporate pork in ways that I don't think that our consumers have traditionally thought about.
On salads,
yeah, bacon sprinkled on salads, or chopped up into a egg roll bowl. You know, I think that we never really think about that. Adding it with rice, utilizing it for just that flavor component more than just here's your protein in the middle of the plate. I think that that's where we're trying to diversify ourselves and stand out.
I had a grandfather who would never eat a piece of apple pie without cheese on it. Now, don't apples and pork go together?
Apples and pork go great together, absolutely, especially.
Clinton has made a big apple
Yes, we're actually sponsoring that. We've done that a couple years now, and the Apple and Pork Festival is huge. I would say that's more of a getting closer to the fall weather with apples, but yes, there's a lot of ways you can pair pork that I don't think that we've really capitalized on, so we're hoping to continue to do this with the new Taste What Pork Can Do campaign. We're seeing a lot of producers volunteering at the state fair this year. They always do. They help us run the patio, and they're happier, which means I know that things are looking better for them at home. So prices are definitely, the producers that I've talked to are feeling much more confident about the futures and the pricing, and so we're going to hope that that remains steady and keep working hard to get pork not only in more consumers domestically, but we're going to continue to work with our trading partners to continue that export market as well.
Do you think any of the producers here in Illinois are expanding either in the number of what they're producing or expanding facilities or anything like that?
We have a couple producers that are looking at working with more grower partners. So there is a little bit of expansion.